Tennessee just sounds perfect. Whether that's live music, the crack of a campfire, or kids laughing on an adventure.
To start planning your trip, visit tnvacation.com. Tennessee sounds perfect.
This episode is brought to you by PNC Bank, who believes some things in life should be boring, like banking.
Because boring is safe and responsible, level-headed and wise. All things you want your bank to be.
You don't want your bank to be cool or sexy. Sexy is for 80s hair bands, not banks. That's why PNC Bank strives to be boring with your money so you can be happily fulfilled with your life.
PNC Bank, brilliantly boring since 1865.
Brilliantly Boring Since 1865 is a service mark of the PNC Financial Services Group, Incorporated. PNC Bank, a National Association, member FDIC.
When you think about the future, what kind of technology do you envision? Whatever the future holds, artificial intelligence will undoubtedly be at the heart of it all.
Join Graham Class as he hosts Season 2 of Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast, and hear from the minds transforming healthcare, retail, entertainment, personal computing, and more with the help of AI.
Tune in every other Tuesday and explore the latest technology that's changing our world today and creating a more accessible tomorrow.
Listen to Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Hey, this is Annie.
And Samantha.
And welcome to Stuff I Never Told You, a production of iHeartRadio. And today, I'm just going to share some personal stuff that was brought on by news item that I found, but also some stuff going on in my life, and it's kind of frustrating around like acceptance of the queer community and LGBTQ plus people and your family. So I hear you if you don't want to hear it right now. So there was this news story that said this place in Michigan had banned pride flags in public. And here's a quote from CNN about it. The resolution brought by City Council member Mohammed Hassan says that the City Council will not provide special treatment to any group of people. City Council members shared that flying a pride flag could potentially lead to other, quote, radical or racist groups asking for their flags to be flown. So there was that. And then I'm sure you all have seen, but there's been a lot of the flags at Stonewall have been destroyed. So I was thinking about this, but I wasn't like, you know, going to talk about it really. But then I was talking with my mom, and we am very fortunate to have this beach house that my grandparents built. You've been, Samantha. It's very lovely.
Yes, it's lovely.
Yes. Yes, but it's shared amongst, like, a lot of people. It's basically, I mean, it's got to be 15-plus people have access to it. And I, 2 years ago, we were there, and I have two friends who, I won't say fell in love there, but it was, like, kind of where their relationship started. Their romantic relationship started. They are queer. I've known these women since middle school, high school, so we go every year. So I've known them for a very long time, and I remember joking with them that I thought they were the power couple before I even knew what was going on. I was like the last one in our friend group to find out because I didn't understand when one of them told me. She was like, I love her. And I was like, yeah, me too. You know, like friendship.
This is so on par with everything else in your like dating, romance, love life. So yeah, absolutely.
And then like the next day after she told me that, because I just got into a Lyft. This was back in the days when I like went out to clubs at night. And so I got in the Lyft. She said that. And then I get this text and I was like, we really need to hang out tomorrow again. And I was like, oh, okay, well, sure. But they were like, we need to make you understand what we meant.
We really need to talk.
Right. Right. So it's like an important place in terms of their relationship. And they had their bachelorette party there. It was very cute. A lot of peach themed items. And it was very cute. So 2 years ago, there's a flagpole out front and we flew the pride flag so they could take pictures there. You know, I didn't really think anything of it, which is perhaps saying something. I think I've said before, you know, I'm so used to like my friend group in Atlanta and like I don't encounter homophobia like in person a lot anymore. Like mm-hmm. online, yes. In the news, yes. But like in person. And so all my friends were sleeping. I was outside alone, just relaxing. And one of my relatives came up to me and he was just acting kind of funny. He was acting kind of weird. And he was like, well, where is everybody else? And I said, oh, they're inside. And he was like, what are you doing? And I'm like, just relaxing, you know, whatever. The next day, 7 a.m., I get a phone call from my mom that's like, you have to take the flag down. And I was so confused and I was kind of disoriented because it was 7 a.m. and I remember kind of hedging about it where I was like, it's not like causing any harm. It's, you know, this is our property and all this stuff. And it was clear my mom was not. She was being asked by someone else. And I just didn't have the heart to like tell my friends to take it down. So we left it up. I didn't say anything about it. And it was just strange because then I was looking back over that interaction I had with the relative and it was kind of gross because he was like, it felt very like, oh, like he thought maybe they were all inside having sex or something or like, you know, that kind of sexualization and or he was like angry that now, oh, they're not attracted to me, this old dude, which is gross. And again, this is like, maybe that's not what it was. But he didn't even know what the flag meant. He had to look it up. He had to look it up and then call another relative who then called my mom. And so that reminded me of your story with your family, Samantha, where you were like, do you even know when pride is? Like, he didn't even know what this flag was.
Right.
He was just like, I got to look it up. Okay, no, this has to come
I need
down.
To be angry.
Yes. Yes, and it was so sad because, like I said, it's for my friends, it's an important place, and for me, it is. Who I'm also queer, so it was just like an uncomfortable situation. And then, so I tried to keep it a secret, which I don't know if it's the good thing or the bad thing. I don't know, but I tried to like preserve. I can handle this. I can handle my family, and I'm not going to put it on you. So I try not to tell them anything. The next year, we came and we put up a Star Wars flag because we're that cool. and it was like Obi-Wan Kenobi had come out. Like it was, we were living our best Star Wars life. And we got like a lot of people came over and said, oh, basically, the flag. I'm glad it's a different flag than the other flag. Everyone was cool with the Star Wars flag.
Wait, people actually came over to tell you that? To tell you that they're glad it's not the other flag?
One person did, and then someone else came over and like I interpreted what she said as she did not care because my uncle also called the neighbors and asked and they were like, no, we don't care. So that's how I interpreted it. But now I'm not so sure. I don't know. But people came up. And so the truth had to come out with my friends where I was like, yes, they were real mad about it. I hate it.
So for a full year, they didn't know.
Yes.
Your friends didn't know. Mm-hmm. Huh?
Yeah. Because I didn't want them to feel like how I was feeling after it.
Right.
And
it also says they didn't listen to the show because I remember we talked about this immediately after.
Don't
so
call my
it also
friends
tells
out.
On them.
How dare you? Yeah. Well, they do. Actually, one of them does listen to a lot of it. So
yeah, I know.
But anyway. So I had kept it a secret, and then when it came out, it wasn't a big deal. But then I was kind of caught between this desire to, like, let's piss this old guy off as much as we can. Let's hang up all the flags. And my poor mom who's caught in between.
Snagajob is where America goes to hire, with the deepest talent pool in hourly hiring. With access to over 6 million active hourly workers, Snagajob is the all-in-one solution for hiring high-quality employees who can cover all your needs. On demand, temp to hire, part-time or full-time. You name the position. Warehouse worker, retail associate, grocery store clerk, fitness trainer, baker, stylist, bellhop, podcast producer. Yeah, Snagajob's got a worker for that. With our easy-to-use platform, you're able to seamlessly post and fill available positions quickly, with a dedicated customer support team to provide all the help you need along the way. Kind of nice knowing you have a talent pool like that in your own backyard, right? Snagajob is the partner you need to keep your business running smoothly. So visit snagajob.com or text snag to 242424 to talk to an expert. Snagajob.com, where America goes to hire.
Tennessee just sounds perfect, whether that's live music, the crack of a campfire, or kids laughing on an adventure.
To start planning your trip, visit tnvacation.com. Tennessee sounds perfect.
This episode is brought to you by PNC Bank, who believes some things in life should be boring, like banking.
Because boring is safe and responsible, level-headed and wise. All things you want your bank to be.
You don't want your bank to be cool or sexy. Sexy is for 80s hair bands, not banks. That's why PNC Bank strives to be boring with your money so you can be happily fulfilled with your life.
PNC Bank, brilliantly boring since 1865.
Brilliantly Boring Since 1865 is a service mark of the PNC Financial Services Group, Incorporated. PNC Bank, a National Association member, FDIC. So, all of that, this other day, my mom called me and it came up and she said, they've requested you only fly the American flag and no other flag. Which I don't care. Like, honestly,
wow.
I don't care. And I could, like, hang up all of the flags alongside. Like, there's a lot of things I could do. But it was just kind of like, oh, my God, it's been 2 years. Like, chill out. Just stop with this.
I feel like hearing this from the beginning of the first mm-hmm. incident to this, it shows the level of media influence, especially conservative media influence, and where they're getting their news,
yeah,
and how they're dealing with it. So they're following suit to the conservative gaslighting of queer individuals mm-hmm. in general, which was not happening as much 5 years ago. It started happening within the Trump administration, and then it got bigger and bigger and bigger, and then it went from trans to obviously all queer because we knew that was going to happen. Now doing all the things. But yeah, it almost is like the perfect timeline of predictor of what's happening in your family.
Yeah, it does feel like it's backtracking along with what we're seeing in the news, because originally there's like three main family members involved in this. And originally it was like 2-1 on my side, with my mom obviously being on my side. Now it's 2-1 against me. Although, I mean, he didn't say anything specific, but I feel like that's a pretty clear
right
message.
Like, no, that's, especially if there's like, we have to tell Annie.
Yes.
That is more than pointed. That is an obvious.
Yes. Yes. And it was just so infuriating because, and I'm sure a lot of listeners can relate to this. I know any listener who's been to a family gathering where you don't agree politically can relate to this. But it's so annoying because there is a part of me that's like, no, I just do what mm-hmm. I want. And then there's another part of me that's like, is that the fight I want to have? Is that the fight I want
right.
to pull my mom into? Because, I mean, one of them lives, like, right there. So mm-hmm. I would be dealing with it. Which is not what I want on a vacation.
Right.
Yeah, but it makes me feel like then I'm not standing up for stuff. But at the same time, I'm like, we all have to choose these battles. But that's why I'm like, maybe I'll compromise and I'll hang a bunch of them about.
You should.
And not put it on just the flagpole.
Right. Put it on. Get the little, like, decorations that go on tables.
Mm-hmm.
You know, where people have flags on tables.
Yeah.
Put it all over your little posts. Yeah. You have a little porch, cute little inside. Just put it there.
Yeah. And it's also like, it's just frustrating because, you know, I don't want to pull my friends into it. I don't want them to like get dragged into my family drama, even though I'm sure they have all dealt with it too. So I don't know. I was just like reading this news and then my mom said that and I was like, ah, geez. It really has become a lot worse. I do agree with you, but I'm going to come up with something. I don't know what I'm going to do.
I'm excited to hear what you come up with.
Yes. Yes, I will. And it is, it's like the fact that he didn't even know what it was. That's, oh my God. All right. Well, I'll report back, I'm sure, because we're going in July. Yes. Well, it's also, I'm really annoyed too, because they were like, that's what your grandfather would have wanted, only the American flag. And it's like, okay, bring him into
also,
this.
Also, the indicator of what the American flag is today, it's almost more fearful for me to see than anything else.
I know. Like
it almost translates into the opposite of what a pride flag would be.
Right. It does feel like the people who would proudly be flying it, and I'm not saying you can't, but it feels like a lot of the people who are probably people I won't agree with on a lot of things.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. Which is a really unfortunate thing. But yeah. So we'll see what happens. I will come back. Listeners, if you have any thoughts, suggestions on how to deal with this or ways I can like make a statement but not fly a flag on pole, please write in. You can email us at stephaniemomstuff@iheartmedia.com. You can find us on Twitter at Momstuff Podcast or on Instagram and TikTok at Stuff I've Never Told You. We're also on YouTube. We also have a TeePublic store. Yes. We also have a book. You can pre-order it at stuffyoushouldreadbooks.com, also on Audible. Thanks, as always, to our super producer, Christina, our executive producer, Maya, and our contributor, Joey.
Thank y'all.
Yes. And thanks to you for listening. Stuff I Never Told You is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, you can check out the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, wherever you listen to your favorite shows. This episode is brought to you by PNC Bank, who believes some things in life should be boring, like banking.
Because boring is safe and responsible, level-headed and wise, all things you want your bank to be.
You don't want your bank to be cool or sexy. Sexy is for 80s hair bands, not banks. That's why PNC Bank strives to be boring with your money so you can be happily fulfilled with your life.
PNC Bank, brilliantly boring since 1865.
Brilliantly Boring Since 1865 is a service mark of the PNC Financial Services Group, Incorporated. PNC Bank, a National Association member, FDIC. Tennessee just sounds perfect. Whether that's live music, the crack of a campfire, or kids laughing on an adventure.
To start planning your trip, visit tnvacation.com. Tennessee sounds perfect.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.